Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warm welcome, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and we got a great podcast for you. We're going to be keeping this to two parts as Andrew Cayley is going to be joining me right here in segment number one. Had a nice chat with him about what he's all looking for in the World Series. I'm going to get his thoughts as to whether or not if he were the Phillies, he would start Zach Wheeler or Aaron Nola. So we're going to have that debate. How to just really play this series in general. I think that myself and he are in lockstep that just futures value is gone. You're able to bet the series price right now. The Astros are between minus 180 to a minus 190. Phillies are right around plus 160 to a plus 170. You're best off, in my opinion, just betting this individually. If you're just blind betting every single game, you're not doing it right, in my opinion, but I think that you're really able to maximize profit much more by going individually. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be going through the attributes of both of these teams in the final segment. Right now, it's listed as Zach Wheeler versus Justin Verlander for game one, but I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an overview there. I'm going to go through my handicap, whether it is Wheeler or Nola, so you're going to get both of those scenarios as well, and this will actually be the lone podcast I do up until Friday morning, up until game one, just because, let's call it what it is, we don't have any hot stove talk right now in terms of Major League Baseball, unlike when I've got the NCAA college basketball podcast in full swing like this, where you got the Final Four teams, but you got the CBI going on, you got the, back then it was the College Insiders Tournament, now it's like the Basketball Classic, the NIT, you've got those ancillary games. We just frankly have nothing right now, so I would just be giving you guys the same breakdown in three straight days, and we would just have guests talking about really the same thing. So I'll be taking a break for the Wednesday and Thursday morning podcast of the next 2 days, and then we'll be back Friday morning taking a look at Game 1 of the World Series once we know whether or not it is going to be Wheeler or Nola. So a little bit of a programming note there, and this is also a podcast that is brought to you by Vote Yes on Prop 27 and DraftKings Prop 27. Working to get Californians online and able to sports bet online, much like over half the country is able to. No reason why, if you're out there in New York, Chicago, Portland, you're able to bet online. Meanwhile, you can't in California. Not saying that you shouldn't be able to in those cities, but you should be able to in California, and Prop 27 is working to reverse that. So We've got to work on that, and we've got to take a look at the World Series with our good friend Andrew Cayley of Covers. You're able to follow him on Twitter at @Covers_Cayley. Last name is spelled C-A-L-E-Y. Great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. You gave me a little break there after the Blue Jays went out in such horrific fashion. I think I've had enough time to recover from that now, and I can focus on what should be a pretty exciting World Series, I think.
I think so as well, and I do think that the Astros right now, they are the clear favorite, and I mean, I'll tell you right now, I recognize that the Phillies have defied the odds to be able to get here, but I do think that the run ends here for the Philadelphia Phillies. That said, I do think that there's some opportunities for them to steal some games. I don't feel very good about them when they have to throw out their Bailey Falter and or Noah Thor Syndergaard, which I'm thinking that they're probably not going to go back to the well on Bailey Falter in game four. But that said, when you've got a pair of starters like Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler, I think that that gives them an opportunity. And I think that this is going to be a series that really presents some opportunities to bet on both sides, just because I do think that with having that big two of the Phillies, they are going to be able to take a few games.
I 100% agree with you. This series is all about the pitching for the Astros and the hitting for the Phillies. It's a pretty classic matchup when you think about it. But the Phillies have those two guys, like you said, and Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. And those top two guys can match up with most top two guys in most rotations. So if you're looking at them to steal a game, it's gonna be that game. One of those two games, even though they're gonna be at home for Houston. But we just saw, despite how great all the pitching has been for the Astros, particularly the bullpen. The bullpen's been just outstanding. But maybe one of these first two games you could look at a five-inning money line for the Phillies with Wheeler and Nola on the hill. Verlander has been great. We've saw that. But we also saw him give up a bunch of runs on like 10 hits to the Mariners in game one of the ALDS. And it was very rare, obviously, but the Mariners were ranked, I believe, 23rd in OPS when facing right-handed hitting this season. It was the right place at the right time for them, I guess. But this Phillies team is obviously one of the most dangerous lineups in all of baseball. If Verlander doesn't have his great stuff, this is certainly a team that can take advantage of it. They ranked 11th in batting average, 8th in OPS, 12th in weighted runs created plus when facing right-handers. And they're obviously on fire right now. Bryce Harper is just taking it to another level right now. It's been really fun to watch. But I really think there's some opportunity when Nola and Wheeler are on the mound, particularly in the first five. I still don't trust that Phillies bullpen there. I know we've talked about the Phillies bullpen many times throughout the season. And while their highest leverage guys have performed well in the postseason so far, in a series where you might have to dig a little deeper, you don't want those innings from a Noah Syndergaard and a Bailey Falter. Maybe they look to that bullpen a little longer, and then you're looking down there, and you're like, oh, geez, we've used Alvarado a lot. We've used these good guys a lot already. Maybe we're going to have to use some of the other guys, which have not been as great. They're ranked 23rd in ERA overall this season. I know there was quite an improvement in the second half of the season, but they're ranked 23rd in ERA, bullpen ERA, for a reason.
Yeah, it's been a rough go of it for the Phillies bullpen overall this season. They've been able to do a better job in the postseason, but I don't necessarily have a lot of faith in them. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Andrew Cayley, and I think that that's such a good point to bring up, because in the Nola and Wheeler starts, I do think that there's going to be good value on the under. As of right now, we're seeing a game one line with Zach Wheeler and Justin Verlander being projected. This is not confirmed yet, so I would say go pitcher dependent if you like this one, because you might see Aaron Nola get the start. We shall see what the Phillies officially go with in game number one. But right now you're finding a total of a 6.5 with the juice on the over. And when it comes to Houston Astros, you're finding them as a pretty decent sized favorite. I'm seeing as low as -154, size of -170. I would say don't lay the -170 right now if you like the Astros. But taking a look at the Wheeler and Nola starts, you've got good value to the under. And then I think that when you get the games back in Philadelphia where you've got Rangers Suarez, that good old mystery game four, then you're probably going to have some better value on the over, just because you're going to get into that Phillies bullpen a little bit more. And then Lance McCullers Jr., who I just still am not sold on for the Houston Astros because he gives out a billion walks.
100%. You're 100% there. And once again, like Wheeler going in game one, he's been outstanding in this postseason. He's given up just 5 earned runs over his 25 innings pitched. The Astros, they've got those big names in Altuve and Alvarez and Bregman. Bregman's had a great postseason as well. the big difference here, it could be another quick series for the Astros if the guys at the bottom of the order, like those Jeremy Peña is now at the top of the order because he's been doing so well. But guys like him and Gurriel and all those guys, if they keep hitting the way they've been hitting so far this postseason, the edges are all over the board for Houston in this series. There's a reason why they're a -185, -190 favorite to win the series right now, but I would probably wait to bet a series price right now if you want to bet the Astros, and I believe that the Astros are probably going to win the World Series, so I would wait for one of these first two games, and maybe the Phillies can steal one of those games, and you'll get a little bit better price on the Astros in that case in these first two games too. Maybe some good live betting situations for the Astros as well. Maybe Wheeler and Nola pitch their hearts out like they have for most of the postseason, and then they hand it to that bullpen, which we've mentioned now many times, that we don't have all that faith in, and maybe some live betting opportunities for the Astros late in a ball game. We've already seen them have some pretty impressive comebacks late in this postseason. I wouldn't be shocked to see it happen again.
Yep, and you mentioned it. I just don't think that there's any value whatsoever in taking up this straight-up series price, whether you like the Astros or whether you like the Philadelphia Phillies. Right now, at a lot of places, you're finding Phillies between about a +160 to a +170, between -180 to a -190 with the Astros. And I think that even if you lose a few games with the Astros, if they are able to win in six games or fewer, if you just bet every game individually, you're able to get a whole heck of a lot more value there. And if the Phillies win this series, the four winners that you're going to have on the Philadelphia Phillies just betting game to game, you're going to get better than the +160 they fired in as well, no question. You could go down in a fiery heap of smoke and you could lose a little bit more juice than what you've been paying on the series price, but that's just a case where I do think that you need to be taking a little bit more of a game-to-game perspective, and you need to actually look at the actual matchup itself rather than just blind betting the Phillies or the Astros. But I just think that you've got so much more value rather than taking a look at a future, because I mean, when it comes down to it, I don't care what sport you're taking a look at. Now is not the time to be taking a look at futures in darn near any sport.
I couldn't agree with you more, Greg.
If you like the Astros to win the World Series, you probably want to fire on this a little bit before it's safe for the Philadelphia Phillies, who I think they got up to like 40-1 like a week before the playoffs even started. So, and you could be sitting on a really nice ticket there, and you'd have some great hedging opportunities. As Andrew Cayley, who does an amazing job over at Covers the Strand of Me on the podcast, and I did mention it a little bit before. Right now on the betting board, we are seeing Zach Wheeler as that listed starter for game number one, but this is not confirmed. I'm sure that our good friend Rob Thompson, no, not the singer, is going to be making the announcement relatively soon as to what he's going to be doing with the Philadelphia Phillies. And I do think that in terms of who starts game one, it's not going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference for me. Aaron Nola actually has a little bit of a slighter, better road ERA thus far this season. Meanwhile, Zach Wheeler, it's very hard to say that there's been a better pitcher in this MLB postseason than him, but I do take a look at it. Either way, you can't go wrong. Personally, I think that Nola would probably get the nod just because with Wheeler, he was coming off of the injured list prior to the postseason. That gives him an extra day. And if Aaron Nola does start in game two, he'd be coming off of then 10 days rest. You don't want a guy being out there and getting rusty in general. I'm not sure where you stand on this one. I personally think that Nola gets a start, but either way, I don't think the Phillies can go wrong unless if they give you like Bailey Falter in game one, and then they might as well just pack it in.
I would lean towards Nola as well. If I was making the decision, I think I'd want to give Nola as many opportunities to pitch in this series as possible. You're hoping it's like a game one, game four, five, depending on their situation in the series, and then maybe again in a bullpen scenario late in the series sort of thing. I just love the way he's pitching right now. He has the more electric stuff up between him and Wheeler. I know Wheeler's been outstanding, but I still think Nola's just got the more natural good stuff right now. The higher chase rate, he limits hard contact. It's pretty much the complete package when it comes to a starting pitcher. And like I said, I'd like to get him as many innings as possible if I was the Phillies heading into this World Series.
Both of these guys are ones that you want to be featuring as much as humanly possible, because those are your two workhorses for the Philadelphia Phillies. And credit where credit is due, Ranger Suarez had a nice start against the San Diego Padres as well. But certainly those are the two guys they have the most faith in, and I do think that for the Houston Astros, just what is ultimately going to get them the title is just the depth itself. We were talking about it in terms of the bullpen. You got a lot of question marks with the Phillies. For the Astros, I don't think that they had anyone with north of a 4 ERA on their entire roster for the ALCS, and the way that they have been rolling thus far. It has been incredible. I do think that that is going to lend a lot of value to the under, especially early on, just because with the Astros, I do feel like their offense is a little bit down from their past World Series teams, even the one of last year with not having Michael Brantley in full, but the pitching, it is really better than ever.
It's just incredible. Here's a stat I read here today. In the ALCS, the staff in general, 36 inning pitched, 1.50 ERA, 0.86 whip, 50 strikeouts compared to just 10 walks. The bullpen is deeper than ever. I think that's the big thing. They've had great rotations before when Cole was there and Tommy John, Lance McCullers, and Charlie Morton, and all the like. List goes on and on. It's incredible what the Astros have done, just churning out guy after guy now. But Presley and throwing in Christian Javier in the bullpen now as well. There's just so many guys down there that can get the job done for them. And it's just the depth level is not comparable when it comes to the Phillies. Yes, the lineup, I would say, more dangerous top to bottom than the Astros is. But every other area there, it's the Astros all the way. And we say this time and again, it's baseball, and in the postseason, great pitching always beats great hitting, and the Astros are great right now when it comes to pitching. It's incredible. They're beyond great.
The Astros are great, but you know who else is great? You, Andrew, because you do an amazing job of taking a look at so many different things. I mentioned it. You do a great job in terms of all forms of football. I know you take a look at some golf when that's a little bit more in season as well. You've got the good people covered with a little bit of everything. So let the folks at home know how they're able to follow you on social media and just everything that you've got going on in general.
You can follow me on Twitter at @covers_Kaylee, where I post my weekly college football picks. I post most of those in my best bets column called The Triple Option. Diving headfirst into basketball player props. Again, I love the basketball NBA player props are back right now. Having a lot of fun of that. And you can find those on my Twitter feed as well.
Andrew does an amazing job taking a look at the great game of baseball and so much more. And the so much more is going to be ramping up as things go along as well, as we are getting down to the end of the baseball season. And coming up next right here on the Baseball Betting Show, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a preview for game one and talk about handicapping things, whether it be Wheeler or Nola going. That is up next right here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Craig Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
all right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It's always great to get Andrew Cayley aboard. He does amazing work over there at Covers, taking a look at a wide variety of things, not just baseball, but all forms of football, golf, list goes on and on. So big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on Game 1 of the World Series as it stands right now, and a little something I like to call Touch 'Em All.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch 'em all.
Do note that as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter feed, at GNNR41. I'll give you both scenarios, whether or not we get Zach Wheeler or Aaron Nola, and I don't have a DK Nation pick right now. I will reveal that on Friday, leaning more towards the total personally, because this is going to be a chalkier money line game, so I will reveal that right now, but we shall see what we all get, as it is going to be 951-952 with the Phillies on the road against the Houston Astros. We know it's going to be Justin Verlander for the Astros. Right now on the betting board, it's listed as Zach Wheeler. Don't be surprised if we get Aaron Nola, though, as right now with Verlander versus Wheeler, the Astros are between minus 154, minus 170 on the money line. Between plus 145 and plus 150 is your number on the Phillies, seeing straight plus 140 out there as well. With 6.5, the total over is between minus 120, minus 125. Under is between even and plus 105. And when it comes out to it, I set the Astros minus 171 with Justin Verlander going up against Zach Wheeler. I would push this up to minus 178 if you get Aaron Nola. So not too much of an upgrade, but I do think that you just get a little bit more juice in general with Zach Wheeler the way that he's been going. Also keep in mind that Aaron Nola will be going off of 9 days rest if he does pitch in game number one. And you take a look at things, and Zach Wheeler is a hotter pitcher, though I will say Aaron Nola, he has been a little bit better on the road thus far this season. A 3 ERA on the road for Aaron Nola during the regular season, and when it comes to Nola, he has been very super at not giving out walks, about 1.6 walks per 9 innings now. With Zach Wheeler, command has been very solid for him as well. Here in the postseason, he's made 4 starts, .178 ERA, issuing just 3 walks over the course of 25 and a third innings, and during the regular season, he was dishing out right around 2 or so walks per 9 innings, so command is never really an issue there. I will say this for Wheeler, though. During the regular season, he did get hit around a little bit more on the road, giving up about 1 home run per 9 innings when he was on the road, compared to 0.6 home runs per 9 innings when he was at home, and I do think that that is a little bit of a worry. The lone real trouble spot that he had was when he was on the road against the Atlanta Braves, and for Justin Verlander, he's had his worry spots already this postseason. His line was solid in his start against the New York Yankees, giving up 106 innings, but you may recall he had been on second and third with, I believe it was one out against the New York Yankees, and then the Yankees, they just upchucked all over themselves, and then that start against the Seattle Mariners, far from terrific, but for Verlander, he has been solid all throughout the season. 3 runs of fear, given up in 19 out of his last 21 starts at home this season. If you include that postseason start against the Seattle Mariners, still posting up an ERA that is in the neighborhood of 2, still giving up less than a half home run per 9 innings. So this guy has been rock solid, and let's call it what it is. The Astros, they've got a big advantage in the bullpen. You take a look at this Houston Astros team, and you really haven't had too many guys come out of the bullpen and give up too many runs. Your highest player in terms of bullpen ERA is Hector Neris with a 2.25. I mean, it's just ridiculous what this team has done, as you've got Rafael Montero, Brian Abreu, Ryan Stanek, Seth Martinez, all supplied a sub-260 ERA during the regular season. Ryan Presley has been good here in the postseason. The Astros, they've got a sub-150 bullpen ERA all throughout this postseason. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, you've had Jose Alvarado be able to step up right, and it's not been good here in the postseason. He was solid during the regular season, but in the postseason, he's had a little bit of a fall-off. And for Sir Anthony Dominguez, he came off the injured list and looked shaky during the regular season. Here in the postseason, has been significantly better. Andrew Belotti, Connor Brogdon, they leave you with a little bit of question mark, but that said, when you've got either of these guys, really Aaron Nola or Zach Wheeler, you should be feeling like you're in relatively good hands and you shouldn't have to go to more of those ancillary guys. If there is a worry spot when it comes to bullpen for me personally, it is Zach Eflin. They have transferred him from being a starter to now coming out of the bullpen, and here in the postseason, he's allowed 4 runs in 6 and a third innings, including that home run against the Atlanta Braves. So in my opinion, you've got to have a little bit of worry on that front. He does a solid job in terms of command, but not really too much of a strikeout guy. And then when it comes to this Phillies lineup, you've all of a sudden gotten Kyle Schwarber very hot. Now, with the Phillies, you do have a little bit of trepidation because this team can get super duper hot and they can get super duper cold. The main constant this postseason has been Bryce Harper. He had just 3 home runs and was hitting about a 200 in the last 35 days of the regular season coming off the injury list, hitting a 419 with 5 home runs here in the postseason. He is the hottest player on the planet right now, and I don't think that it's hyperbole saying that. Reese Hoskins, 5 home runs here in the postseason, hitting just a .182 here in the playoffs, but was able to end that Padres series very hot, and he is a very streaky bat as well. You've had JT Realmuto be a little bit colder here in the postseason, but still 325 on base through the playoffs. Really, since the beginning of the month of July, overall has been hitting just below 300. Very good inning catcher. And Gene Segura has been able to move line, hitting a little bit above a 250 here in the postseason. You're going to need to get a little bit more out of guys like Bryson Stott, Brandon Marsh, guys at the bottom of the fold haven't necessarily been too terrific. And for the Houston Astros, they've been able to get a lot more out of the bottom of the lineup, though the top, it's left a little bit of something to be desired. Jose Altuve, he's now got 3 hits in his last 7 at-bats, but started out the postseason 0 of 25. I've got to think that it's going to hit better than 0.94 here in the series. But Yuli Gurriel hitting at 367 in the playoffs with a pair of home runs. That's been big. Jeremy Pena, trio of home runs for him. He's hitting a 300. Alex Bregman had that nice home run against the Yankees that Yankee fans were less than enthused about. And even someone like a Chaz McCormick, a pair of home runs, hitting at 250. These guys have been rock solid. I do think that with both Nola and Wheeler, they're going to be able to do a solid job against them. When you get to that bullpen, that is the main worry spot. Right now, my DK Nation pick, if I had to do it at current numbers, would be on the under. I said my total at 6.3. I think the Furlander, after he had that rough start against the Seattle Mariners, he is going to be able to come back with a vengeance. And I think that that second half of that start against the Yankees was able to get him going. He's averaging right around 9 punch outs per 9 innings. A little bit less than Zach Wheeler and pretty much on par with Aaron Nola. But that said, with the Astros, I set their money line against Zach Wheeler at a minus 171, minus 178 with Aaron Nola. So either way, I would be taking a look more at the money line right now. You're able to get a run line of a plus 135 to a plus 140. Being game one of the World Series, I would rather lay the minus 154 at Circa that I'm seeing right now rather than roll the dice on the run line. And either way, whether it be Wheeler or Nola, it is going to be a play for me on the under. Semi total at 6.3 regardless. So either way, it's going to be a 6 or less to the over, 6.5 higher to the under. And that'll wrap things up for the Tuesday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, and really the World Series preview edition of the Baseball Betting Show, since I will be off Wednesday and Thursday morning, coming back at you guys Friday morning, just because we were expecting more out of the ALCS and the NLCS, and the Padres and the Yankees did not deliver any games. So I do apologize. We'll take the 2-day hiatus, and then from there, we'll be going every single day until a World Series champion is crowned. And if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, the Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you've got one or two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GNNRS41. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks to Andrew Cayley of Covers for joining me in the last segment, and I will be coming at you guys once again Friday morning. Apologies to break what I was saying that it would be every single day, but quite frankly, I would be giving you guys the same podcast if I were to do this on Wednesday as I did today. So we're going to keep it with brevity, and we'll be back Friday morning for Game 1 of the World Series, and we'll be with you guys to break down every game of the World Series here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson. So enjoy your day. We'll be back Friday morning.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.